Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I am always in consistent prayer that you're receiving more support, more inspiration, more motivation, more of all that is needed in order for you to walk in the fullness of yourself. The meeting of the Inner Circle, and any time that I come to the airwaves, I am deliberately intentional in exalting the Creator as the fullness of all there is, the intelligence of existence, that which is causation, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the one who cares to remind you of the reality that we dwell in the divinity of its presence, and that we are never outside of its presence. We are animated by its presence, enlivened, permeated, penetrated by its presence, and it is all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and we have to come to that place in space where we are focused more on it than the divisiveness and the agendas and all of what you've been hearing about in relationship to how I've started this program, to just remind you that we have solution to all of our problems and all of the ills, but that solution has been with us the entire time. We have to care to want to know what is the answer. We have to be willing to ask the questions, and we have to be willing to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly in any and every now moment. And for where we are as a global humanity and humankind, a humanity and humankind that have fallen into the ditches and valleys of degradation, have fallen by the wayside in being misaligned and disoriented in terms of what the real purpose in being is. We are in a now moment that requires those of us who are living now, those of us who are care, those of us who do not want to be in a consistent state of degradation and defamation and inebriation, intoxication and violation and all of that which really leads to the path of death, then you have to care to be completely cleared from your mistakes, cleared from your trespasses, cleared from all of that which you may not even have forgiven yourself about or forgiven other ones about. Because we are to be reminded that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to reinvent purpose in existence. There's always been purpose in existence, and that purpose is the same for all beings. It is about exalting a full life's urge. It is about celebrating the intelligence of one's own being, one's gifts, one's talents, one's skills, one's abilities. And those of us who are the human and womb man, then our duty and obligation is to really be vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activities, to be in a place and space where we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. That is what we should be accomplishing in our duty and obligation, to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to the intelligence of our being, that which we have been referring to as God. Even those who say they don't believe in God have to acknowledge the possibility of God to even disbelieve in it. We have to come to a point in place where we realize that your conceptualizations and your beliefs do not change the truth of what is. We have to come to a point in place where we care to be in the truth, live the truth, exalt the truth, know the truth, love the truth, and understand that that is where we must be centered in order to live our best lives, to give our greatest gifts, to be in a place and space where nobody else's agenda, nobody else's darkness or failures or sinfulness or wickedness can really impact and affect your life, because you have bypass them. You've put yourself in a position where you are paying a full attention to that which beats your heart and to that which breathes you, to that which is answer and that which is solution, to that which provides the grace and that which provides the protection, that which is always available to you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. We are in a now moment that requires us to understand the divinity of existence itself, that we are already in heaven. The earth is moving. She's moving rapidly. She's spinning in heaven, and the whole universe is in motion. It is in movement. And man, even though he can do as he's doing to thwart the progression of us as a humanity of people, but we, the people, have the choice each and every day to choose that which realigns us with destiny, to choose that which realigns us with purpose and being, to make a conscious choice to love our lives, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing that undermines ourselves, and to come to that point and place where we really care to walk in the fullness of that which we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. That is all there is as existence itself. We were told that a man and a woman are what we think. And we were told that we are what we eat. And so being under an agenda where we have access to that which is not food, that which has no life-giving properties to our bodies, and the masses of people are consuming more of that than they are that which was designed for our bodies by the intelligence of existence or Mother Earth and Mother Nature, in terms of the air, the water, the sun, the earth providing our minerals for really charging our cells to be able to hold the currency of life force that we are immersed in. We have been relegated and stupefied to being human eaters. You understand, where everybody is so consumed about what they're going to put in their mouths as opposed to how they will glorify and honor their creator. We are completely misaligned with what is true concern for us as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, particularly those of us who have children, those of us who have grandchildren, those of us who are in service and in the care of other ones, whether it is our elders or our juveniles, our youth, it does not matter. As these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we really are here for the purpose of service. But under a system of capitalism, we have been hoodwinked to think that we can't serve unless we're getting paid. Or we have filled up on so much of the garbage that they call food that we are amiss what real service is, and we have insufficient light to know how to really serve the needs of the people, because we will continue to feed them everything that is creating the violation upon their selves in terms of meals for the homeless or meals for the hopeless or taking care of our elders and the meals on wheels or whatever. We are in a place and space where all our folk are being poisoned. And those who have a good intention have not applied themselves to the quality of light that is sufficient for them to be a real healing force and a help. We have those ones who are doing personal care work, who are just caring for the people in maintaining their degrees of incapacitation. They are not there with the conscious intent to help heal the people. They have not accepted that as duty, obligation, and responsibility. And this is what we must begin to perceive and understand, is that we get what we ask for. And why we would consider generating income by keeping people sick and helping them to manage their disease, as opposed to applying yourself directly to that which is law, that which is light, that which is wisdom, and that which is truth, so that you are able to help facilitate their healing. Every dollar that we generate by maintaining the status quo of deficiency and ineffectiveness and complicity and complacency with our annihilation is money that can never work for you. It's a prosperity that you will never really get because we are still held by absolute laws. And the greatest prosperity comes when we are in alignment, in really recognizing and exalting the inherent wealth that is already in us and with us and accessible to us when we apply ourselves towards being cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and completely revivified in the light and the truth of the ones that we each are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that you can have answer and solution. You were given the keys to the kingdom. You should be walking in the thought and the integrity and the joy and the happiness and the reality of your divinity as a child of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And to know that which is God, that which we refer to as God, has everything available to us. But the reason we are in such dire straits is because we are not applying ourselves to God. We are rejoicing in our right to be out of alignment with that. You've accepted sinfulness. You have not accepted righteousness. You've accepted being less than divine because you keep talking about human. Being human means that you're fallible. Oh, well, I'm just human. But to be human is to be divine in truth. Because every atom and every cell of your being was completely animated, completely permeated, completely enlivened by the intelligence of existence. We are not thinking correctly. We don't have the proper orientation upon the planet that we should have in order to truly live a successful life. And success in this life means that you have served a life. Means that you were committed to living. Means that you exalted a full life's urge. You did nothing to undermine yourself. And when you realized that you were wrong, you immediately sought correction and applied yourself to being corrected, as opposed to scoffing it off and thinking that the creator, the intelligence of existence, has given you a right to be wrong. You don't have the right to be wrong. You have the right to be corrected as a result of having followed those who were wrong for so long. They have us in a place where we are talking about civil rights and human rights as if nobody else has rights. The chicken has no rights. The cow has no rights. The turkeys have no rights. The coyotes have no rights. The lions, the zebras, the giraffes, the whales, the salmon, the tuna, nothing else has right except for people who are wrong. That's a lie. If we have not really conceptualized and realized that the 10 billion creatures that are being annihilated on an annual basis, that their death and their blood is enough to sink the whole of humanity. But you all don't value the lives of these creatures because you are not properly aligned to what God is, which is the primary way that we have been subjugated to being enslaved, employed, unemployed, scathed, dissatisfied, discontent, and all of that. Because we're not acknowledging the presence of the absolute, the presence of the creator, the intelligence of existence, and acknowledging its intelligence as all there is and all who be, all that live, all that crawl and creep and fly and have their being within the dirt or the surface of the earth or within the mountains or the rivers or the seas. It doesn't matter. We dwell by virtue of the intelligence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is so intelligent that it has gifted itself into the multiplicity of diversity that manifests as so many different species and so many different kinds and so many different orders of being. And all have the right to life. All have the right to do what they were purposed to do by the intelligence of existence. And you don't have to know what its purpose is to know that you should not be living off of its blood and its flesh and its bones and denying it its right to live or following that example. And some of you will say, well, I didn't kill it. But if you didn't kill it and you're eating it, you're still in violation of the primary laws of existence, because we were told to love our creator, to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, to honor our mothers and fathers, to really do nothing to kill. We were told not to kill. So how is it that you've accepted that it's okay for you to kill? And killing has become fun and game and sport, and it becomes a training exercise that you give your children with video games and whatnot. And then you wonder why it is that you're not happy. You wonder why it is that you get fired from your job, why it is you're having these car accidents, and why all of these bad things keep happening, because you are doing nothing to provide yourself the grace and the protection of being that comes with being in alignment with the right use of your time, your talents, your energies, your thoughts, your resources, your word, your care, your love. It should not be, with all of the scriptures and all of the religions and all of those who are aspirants of all of those spiritual studies, that we should be so far out of alignment about how to live. And to know that living was not about suffering. You have some thought where the people think that suffering is just a part of life. No, suffering is as a result of being outside of the order of the laws that govern life. You don't have to live and be suffering. Suffering is only the result of choices that you've made that were not in your own best interest. And that we as intelligent beings should be intelligent enough to be discerning, to know what is truly in our best interest, to be able to see that, to know that, to be able to think about it and receive that which is right thought that facilitates right action. Because we understand that you can do the same thing over and over and over again, consistently throughout decades, and it was never the right thing. And nobody called God intervened. Because somehow you all think that God will intervene. But you are the God or goddess that dwells in that temple. And what you're choosing, that's what you're choosing. Now, there's a thought that God has given you the right to choose death. The right to, or the free will, to be out of alignment with its law and its order and its will and its way. And I'm saying, no, that's not your gift from the Creator. Your gift from the Creator was so much of its own intelligence that animates every atom and every cell of your being. Your gift from the Creator was your alignment with it, with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Your gift from the Creator was the glory of your inheritance and heritage that is charged on your DNA, and the opportunity that you have to invoke and call forth the greatness of the ones that you represent. That's what you have been gifted. it. Now, these other things, you're being able to go into any store and choose tobacco and alcohol and milk and dairy and ice cream and lotto and all of this other stuff that gunks your body up, that creates blockage and obstruction within your very cells and tissues, that puts you in a place and space where you are no longer able to access the higher light. You are no longer able to be in alignment with each and every breath, with the intelligence of your being, that you have gotten to a point where your appetites and your passions and your desires are ruling you, and your body is ruling you, and those demons you call parasites and worms and bacteria are ruling you. You've given up your power. And that's the agenda of a world-conquering rampage, to have the individual houses of God, the individual temples of the living God, to be divided amongst themselves. A house divided against itself shall not stand. You cannot love death and have the fullness of life. You cannot enjoy inebriation and intoxication and have the gracious blessedness of the quality of thought that you get with sobriety. You cannot really have the fullness of the grace and the protection of the Spirit of the living God when you enjoy your wickedness, being out of alignment, passions and desires and appetites that undermine the integrity of your character and your virtues, so that you are not walking in the knowing and in the integrity of who and what you are as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, or being in the integrity of who you are as a child of God. Who you are as an employee of anybody is not going to give you the same rewards, the same benefit, the same access, and the same quality of being, quality of life, as when you exalt the fact that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is your desire to function as absolute and supreme intelligence, as opposed to being niggas and crackers and hoes and pimps and thugs and employees and PhDs and Democrats and Republicans and Christians and Muslims and Jews and all of these things. All of that is the divide and conquer. It's taken a global humanity that have all been gifted to the earth, serving our time to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent. All of us having the opportunity to lay a greater foundation for the exaltation of our progeny, of our lineages and whatnot. And then you are preferring to be stupid. You're preferring to be in a place where you see that you're wrong, and then you don't care to be corrected. That's stupidity. You understand? When you see that you're doing everything that undermines yourself, you're creating sickness, illness, and disease, and you would rather continue to do that than do that which is in your best interest in exalting a full life surge. But then you expect other ones to respect you. And the other ones, whether they're the police officers or the judges or the jailers or the wardens or whatever, those ones who are participating as a part of the law and order lie that exists here. There is no law and order that these people have created. When you've got more people in prison than you have working towards their family's well-being, you understand, there's no law and order about this thing. It is by virtue of law and order that a man and a womb man have the right to come together under the Godhead to perpetuate lineages of people and to be in loving, healthy relationships. That's the law and the order. And when we can't do that because we are so full of inebriation and intoxication and the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pussy mucus of cows and exalting your right to be wrong, then no, the reality of it is that by virtue of the lawlessness and disorder, you all have the right to be destroyed. You have the right to the sickness, illness, disease, and death that comes. There is no way that the establishment of the eternal order, that which has is the ages of the ancients, it's no way for it to be thwarted. Because it says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. All right, now, there has always been order, and outside of the disorder of the minimal minds that dwell upon the earth, there is absolute order throughout the rest of all of existence itself. But instead of our acknowledging the absolute truth, we keep exalting the lies as if they were the truth. We keep allowing ourselves to be frustrated and you know, captivated by all of the degradation, the deprivation, the stupefaction, and all of that, as opposed to caring and asking and knocking and seeking and fasting and praying and doing that which is necessary to put you in a place, in a space, where you have leverage over all of that, and that just because other ones are having this as their reality, you don't have to be there. You understand? It says, though thousands are dying all around me, I shall not be touched. So that though millions are sick and unemployed and anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violated, incarcerated, that doesn't have anything to do with me. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and it animates absolutely everything and everybody. But if we are not consciously caring to exalt the intelligence of our being, and we are engaged in daily activities that undermines the intelligence of our being, thwarts the intelligence of our being, anesthetizes, inebriates, and intoxicates and violates the intelligence of our being, then you've chosen whatever it is that shows up, whether it's cancer or heart disease or diabetes or lupus or any of the other plethora of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation that you are steeped in. And my point to you is that if you've chosen that, you can re-choose. If you've created that, then you can recreate. Why would you continue to do that which is not bringing you joy and happiness and peace of mind? And then you go running to the doctors. So my point is that if you love killing yourself, then love dying. Love the suffering, love the pain, but leave the doctors alone, the pharmaceuticals and all of that, because it's only going to exacerbate your issues. You understand that your kidneys are not going to get better because you start on dialysis as a result of your body being so full of toxins and your kidneys being so full of uric acid that comes from meat and the lactic acid that comes from dairy and the carbonic acid that comes from all of the bread and the wheat and all of these things, that when your kidneys are overwhelmed or your liver is overwhelmed or your lungs are overwhelmed or any of your other body parts are overwhelmed, instead of going up under the knife, all you have to do is drink more water, take your herbs, and stop eating garbage. And it's that simple. But the simplicity, because the doctors and the surgeons and the pharmacists and all of them don't know the simplicity of it, because they have been educated by those who do not have anybody's best interest at heart, because if they had their own best interest at heart and they were in alignment with the laws of existence, then they had the intense desire and the intelligence to know that if they were truly concerned with living a prosperous life, that they would not create prosperity, multi-trillion dollar business in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, death, surgeries, and all of these things that are totally unnecessary, that have only become necessary because they have decided to perpetuate the lies as if they were the truth. We're in a now moment where you have the responsibility, obligation, and duty to seek your salvation from all of this, your deliverance from all of that, to be in a place and space where on a day-to-day basis, you are exalting a full life surge. You do nothing to undermine yourself. You are flushing your cells. You are purifying. You are consecrating. You are righting your wrongs and standing in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. You are already gifted. You're already blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. And each and every breath and every beat of your heart will always have more value to you than a damn dollar. Excuse me. We're in a now moment where we have to value the divinity of ourselves above all the other things. And it does not mean that we cannot have money. It doesn't mean that we can't have wealth and prosperity. It just means that you cannot destroy who and what you are and think that your money and your polished wood, metal, and stone gives you value when you don't care to walk in the wealth or to cultivate the wealth of yourself. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care to be in the light, care to walk upright, care to be cleared and cleansed and purified, care to knock and seek and ask, care to be the answer and the solution, to be the healing and to be healed, to be whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, to be realigned and reoriented in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. When it comes time to leave this earth, you should not be leaving as a dead person. You should be in the light of the truth of the accomplishments that you've made as a result of your consistency, your persistence, your diligence, your care, your love, your will, your integrating your conscious right to be right so that you lived your best life. And you earned your eternity. On behalf of the whole of existence and all of those that we've come through, all of those who sacrificed on our behalf, I give thanks that we are sharing this now moment in laying foundation for the establishment of the eternal order, eternal laws, the eternal government. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Africa by Dwight Tribble, and then followed that by Ethiopia by Mike E. African Medley by Sounds of Blackness, Ghetto by India Ari, No Worry by Angelique Kidjo, and Mother Africa from the Power of One CD by Hans Zimmer. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch for the very first time, I welcome you and invite you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone app, thank you for taking advantage of the technology. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour and any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful for you and in consistent prayer that you are receiving more with each and every listen, that you are feeling me more, that you are digging deep into the depths of yourself to reach the heights of yourself. For we are in a now moment of eternity that requires each of us to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is needed in our now moment. And the need in our now moment is for us to rise. We are the beneficiaries of those who have given so much, those who have sacrificed, those who were sacrificed, those who have given so much of their time, their talent, their labor, their service, their ingenuity, their creativity, their so much. And it's such a collective of intelligence that has bridged beyond generations that we who live in this now moment can take full advantage of. The issue is how we spend our time in what we really are doing in the time that is passing, because the time is passing and it's passing very quickly. So wisdom would have us be in a place and space where we are very mindful about how we are utilizing the time that we have, so that we are knowing that our duty, obligation, and responsibility in life is to be in a place and space where we are mastering ourselves, where we are learning to control ourselves. We are learning to work harmoniously with the laws that govern us, for there is absolute law that governs all of existence itself. And in light of and in spite of those who know and those who don't care to know, our duty and obligation and responsibility is to really understand that there is absolute purpose in existence itself. And the purpose in our being is not so that we can be successful capitalists. The purpose in our being is not just to make as much money as we can, spend as much money as we can, have as much stuff, and do as many things as we can to the detriment of ourselves, or without having properly attuned ourselves to that is which is the creative purpose for our being, which is to harmonize ourselves with it and its purposes in our exalting a full life's urge, in our coming to a point and place where it matters to us on a day-to-day basis that we are dwelling in the reality of that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. For when it comes down to how much we have inherited in terms of duty, obligation, and responsibility, when it comes down to how many ones have offered so much of themselves to us and how they have benefited us and how we are able to call upon them, call upon the special ones, the ones that move us, the ones that inspire us, the ones that excite us, the ones that entertain us, the ones that give us a little more joy in our living. But our duty, obligation, and responsibility as a result of having access to them and for our taking advantage of them is so that we are able to give the greater that we each represent as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence. Those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and those of us who are womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, it is by virtue of the cosmic trust that we are in existence to exalt life itself. And many people feel so perplexed about what the purpose of being is, what the purpose of their lives is. They have no idea. The purpose of your life is to exalt a full life's urge to self-master and self-actualize and self-develop and come to a point and place where you activate your gifts, that which is your inheritance, that which is in your DNA. Your purpose in being is to work towards the enhancement and the substantiation of that spirit and that soul that you are to be connected to. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that for all of the great ones that we applaud and acknowledge their birthdays and the days that they died and all of that which they gave to us, that we really have very few examples of those who really were in the fullness of their light. We have those who became proficient at whatever they were proficient in. But proficiency in one area of talent does not make you a whole person. Proficiency in one area of talent does not mean that you have really understood what are the requisites for your being qualified for continuance in existence. Proficiency in an area of talent does not mean that you have taken responsibility to infuse every atom and every cell of your being with the truth of who and what you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme and is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we are already immersed in it. There are those who have made it their business to teach you to teach you, to give you an orientation as to what this life is. And they have misled you because they never took the proper time to get a proper understanding, and to stand resolutely with purpose in being. So therefore, their purpose for making sure that you have been given what they thought you wanted is so that you can serve their purposes. And no one's purposes are greater than the purposes of existence itself. And those of us who are living in this now moment, who represent many hues of people, many lineages of people, many legacies of people, there is greatness in each of us. But we have inherited a legacy based upon wickedness and racism and sexism and dogma and indoctrination and miseducation and violation. And our point in this now moment is to get beyond all of those divide and conquer things so that we are able to really exalt a full life's urge in working towards the harmony of the whole of us, to realize that your education does not make you more special than the ones who don't have it. You understand? Your hue does not make you more important or better than another one of another hue, that there are no things that you were given that makes you more or less than the other one, except you have not taken responsibility to exalt more of the right that you have to walk in the divinity of who and what you truly are, as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is so supreme that it has figured out a way to give itself to so many of us, to all of us, regardless of our hues, regardless of our education, regardless of our socioeconomics, regardless of our money, regardless of our thoughts, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our sexual preferences. We are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And there are those, most of those, who really are not in a place and space where you exalt supreme intelligence as your right. You exalt your right to be wrong. You exalt your right to be wicked. You result and put yourself in a place and space where you make excuses for why it is that you should not work towards your perfection, the perfection and the harmony of your being with the whole of existence itself, that you would prefer to be in a massive, in a group. And your grouping substantiates you. You're being Christian, you're being Baptist, you're being Pentecostal, you're being of this one or that one or the other one that the group that you are a part of makes you. It does not. Particularly when the group is wrong. And we have the foundation of those groups and their wrongness that has laid foundation for all of that which we see that is being exalted as sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and defamation, incarceration, bastardization, usurpation, and all of this illness that has resulted as a result of the ones who were wrong, who exalted their right to be wrong over their right to be corrected, because they did not realize that their wickedness was wrong. They didn't realize that being in a place and space where you deny someone else the right to its life, where you subjugate and violate and dominate and oppress and suppress and depress and render dysfunctional, that is no evidence of your supremacy. It is evidence of your sickness, your illness. And the fact that you have perpetuated sickness, illness, and disease is the evidence of your own sickness, illness, and disease. And it is our time to realize that that is the evidence of sickness, illness, and disease, not supremacy. And everybody has been affected by it negatively. And all of our families are being torn apart by all of the sickness, illness, and disease that is the bickering and the fighting and the warring and the inner conflict and inner turmoil that eats away so that nobody stands whole. Because we are under a world-conquering rampage that is intended to make sure that each individual one of us is divided within ourselves. whereas the individual should be indivisible, that we should be exalting a full life's urge. We should do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. We should be in a place and space where exalting a full life's urge is very easy for us to do. It's the only thing we know. We should be in a place and space where we are in joy and happiness and delight to explore the dynamics and the depths of who we are. We are vividly representing that which we each are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of how black or how white we are, that all of the hues are here to really understand the essence of their own divinity, and that we, as these hues of ones, should be in a place where we exalt the divinity of all of existence, and we have an understanding and an understanding that we are always standing in sacred space as a result of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. And there is nowhere where it is not. And we have these ones who think that the ground that they kill upon is holier than the ground where whole beings are represented. We have those who justify their wickedness as if God intended for them to be wicked, that was the will of God. But the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has no need to kill portions of itself to exalt other portions of itself. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted us absolute law that governs our being. And these ones have taken responsibility to act as if there are no laws other than the games of agreement and the statutes that they create that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to adhere to, obey, and to follow. When you are under the auspices of those who have no love, those who have no light, those who have no wisdom, and those who have no truth, you have no duty and obligation and responsibility to follow them. I don't care who they say they are. Because your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be obedient unto that which beats your heart and that which breathes you, that which is the source of your own being directly. And what you have done is that you've given your power to those who are power hungry, but they are out of order with the laws that govern life itself. And when you are dealing with a government, or a government is dealing with you, who has no respect for the laws that govern existence, and the government in and of itself is lawless, then you have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to obey that which is the source of your own being. Because the government is finite. It's only going to exist for a time, whereas that which beats your heart and that which breathes you is timeless, it's infinite, it's beginningless, and it is eternal. And so therefore, when we realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees, as the intelligence of all beings that see, that this is beyond just humanity, it's beyond just whatever nationality or ethnicity of people we are, this is about the whole of existence itself having the right to exist and be whole. And nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, to be in violation of the law of existence, which is love. For love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each dwell by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And to work to the detriment of anyone else is to undermine oneself, for there is truly, literally, only oneself. We're in a now moment of eternity to realize destiny is off the planet. that no matter how old or young you are, that your destiny is to leave the planet. Now, when you have not given attention to that which allows you to walk in the harmony of the whole of yourself, when you have not applied yourself to the laws that govern your being, when you have violation charged upon your blood because you feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, and all of this garbage that you can find on any shelf, anywhere, at any time, then your destiny will become a tragic date with fate. For destiny is that which is the greatest thing that you can do. Destiny is that which you align yourself with when you have a whole body, heart, mind, and soul, an intensity of intention to realize the depth and the height of yourself as this point of the presence of that which is all there is as existence itself. See, our being under siege means that there is an attempt, there is an agenda to make sure that we do not think that highly of ourselves, that we are not able to walk in the fullness of our integrity as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise being the children of God. The intent is to make sure that the temples of God are defiled, because the blood, which is the medium of your spirit, has been defiled and corrupted so that you're not able to think properly. And it is by virtue of your capacity to think that you realize destiny, that you are able to self-actualize and harmonize with the will of existence and walk in the ways that govern life itself, in the lawfulness that governs your joy, your happiness, your health, your wealth, your prosperity, your sanity, your greatness, your success. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to be whole. You get what you ask for, but the wisdom is in knowing what to ask for. And that's why we were given certain keys. Regardless of what churches and what religions and what scriptures and what saints and what saviors, we were given certain keys. And if we apply ourselves to those keys, as we are consciously caring to have a clean bloodstream, as we are consciously caring to be cleared of our violations, our mistakes, our adulteration, our unforgiveness, our resentments, our anger, our frustration and whatnot, where we care to realize that we dwell in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and man has nothing to do with that which is truly essential for our being. But if you continue to focus so much of your attention on what men do and what men say and what men create, then you will miss your destiny. Because there is no way that you can apply yourself to men and walk in the fullness of your own authority as absolute and supreme intelligence. That you would have to take some time, even if you study those men and those books and those wisdoms that reinforce that, you cannot stay in the books. You have to live the life. You have to practice it. And that practicing the love and the presence of God is what you do in your day-to-day walk. It's how you handle your relationships. It's how you handle your children. It's how you handle your loves. It's how you are accountable and responsible in your marriage and in your sexual activities. Light, love, wisdom, and truth should govern every aspect of your life. You cannot pick and choose which one you'll use while you're fronting as if you got it all together. When your personal life is in a shambles, there is no way that the information that you have is working towards your greater good if you yourself are not working towards the greater good and being able to facilitate that which is the greater good on behalf of all of those that you have the opportunity to be in communication with, in service with, and whatnot. And this is what we see is the breach of integrity in terms of those who supposedly are so supposedly conscious and they supposedly know this and that, but they treat people like they have no real regard for who these people are. They don't have wisdom enough to know how to help cultivate the best in the people because they are usurpers. They are users. They will use the people up and spit them up, spit them out once they have used them. And this is what we've been shown. This is how slave masters and all of them work. It's like they have no real regard for you except for what they can use of you. And once they use you, then they cast you to the side as if we don't really have any value. And this is where we have to realize that what you all refer to as white supremacy is not white supremacy. Racism is wickedness. Utilizing, enslaving, bastardizing, usurping, and making everything perform for you. And then you discard them. It's not love. It's not a practice that really qualifies you for continuance in existence. Where we are now, it's about the whole of us as a humanity of people, even humankind. Everybody is animated by the intelligence of existence. Everybody is in need of greater support in being their greater selves. Everybody has greatness in their lineage, and everybody has those who are violators. And so we have to choose what we will allow to come through us. And that's why it matters what you're asking for. That's why it matters how you treat and how you deal with people. We have those who singing the songs of love and talking about love and whatnot, but they don't really know love. They're liars. They're perpetrators. And so our advantage is only going to be an advantage when we are really caring enough to really walk in the integrity of that which is our divinity, that we are the ones who would care to be in a place and space where the light of God, the truth of God, the spirit of God, the intelligence of God, the wisdom of God, the heart of God, the soul of God has been completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality. For that is why we are in Earth residency, so that we are able to exemplify that which is the truth of our being. And it is only in the truth that we are free from the suppression and the oppression and the degradation and the violation and all of the things that align you with a tragic date with fate. And that tragic date with fate is a date with death. When we leave here, we should not be leaving as dead people. Death is not a possibility for those who mastered themselves and mastered the laws that governed themselves and learned how to utilize the light of the truth of that which is. Those who were obedient and did what they were told to do in loving the Creator, loving that which beats their heart with their whole body, heart, mind, and soul, loving all and respecting all as they love and respect themselves, being in a place and space where you have sought and you apply yourself to that which is the law that governs your being. And that's why you were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its rightness, its righteousness, the right use of the faculties and the sources that you were given. And all else would be added unto you. We were not told to whore and pimp and prostitute ourselves for money. Our being here is not about money. It is about cultivating and developing and being able to access and activate the wealth of ourself. Because it is as a result of that which we have truly actualized, understood, that we take with us when it comes time to leave. And if the only thing people apply themselves to is their right to be wrong, their right to be wicked, their right to be in violation and to be violators, to be rapists and murderers and usurpers and all of that, then those ones are not guaranteed to be qualified for continuance in existence. And when they die, no one knows where they go or how long they'll be dead. Now, because those ones have influenced everything and everybody to accept that you're supposed to be dying from something, then you have to really reprogram every fiber of your being to accept the divinity of its being as immortal. Because you are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Says, know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Free from what? Free from sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, degradation, and death. We're in a now moment that requires us to exalt a full life's urge to do that which is ours in correcting ourselves and being corrected, so that when it come time to leave, we have been truly successful because we walked in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of those that we've come through, on behalf of those who are with us, on behalf of those who came through us, and on behalf of those who've yet to come. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta. Jazz to
Love.